Since announcing his HIV infection in 1991, Magic Johnson has dedicated himself to raising awareness about HIV and AIDS.
I will now become a spokesman for the HIV virus because I want people and young people to realize that they can practice safe sex.
13 years later, Magic Johnson still looks amazingly like the man who stood before a sea of cameras at that press conference. He's heavier, he still has that 100-watt smile, and he looks fit and healthy. He's what doctors call a healthy positive. While HIV was once seen as a death sentence, Magic is the nation's most visible symbol of the increasing longevity for many people with HIV. He's a spokesman for an AIDS drug and a nutritional supplement, but he's hesitant to talk about his specific drug regimen.
Well, usually I don't even get into, you know, what I'm taking because that's a whole nother issue as far as HIV and AIDS, because what I'm taking may not work for somebody else. So they always going to say, well, I want to take what Magic is taking. You know, what works with Magic may not work with you as far as HIV. And so you have to make sure that you take what works for you. And just because Magic is doing well on what I take may not do well with you.
Now, the African-American community is in the bullseye of the AIDS epidemic and has been for some time now. And as the most high-profile African-American living with the disease, what are the responsibilities and the challenges that go along with that?
Well, the responsibilities is to get out and speak about much of what I'm doing now. Just finished, what, almost 35 cities, going to a high school first, then going to a church in that city, and then speaking to the healthcare providers after that.
And the challenges?
And the challenges are that we got to bring the numbers down. When we look up, over 60% of all people who are living with HIV are people of color. Right now, the message is not strong enough, or it's not working, or they're not reading the pamphlets. We're still having, you know, sex in a big way, especially young teenagers. And so we must change our attitude and make sure that we're able to bring the numbers down. That's our biggest challenge there.
I'm sure you know that that there are some people, particularly AIDS activists, and some physicians on the front lines, who are concerned about your role in that effort to bring the numbers down. And they're concerned that, you perhaps send a confusing message, that your healthy image leads some to believe that there's now a cure for HIV and AIDS. Is that something that you wrestle with?
No, not at all. Because, you know, I can't appease everybody, and I'm not trying to. Those who know me know I'm out here speaking. I'm on the road, and I was speaking at, what, I think they said about 100,000 people almost, you know, to about HIV and AIDS. So I'm doing my part, and the only thing I can do is what I can do.
I think the concern is about young people and whether or not they will protect themselves if they mistakenly think that there's been a cure. And I've been in classrooms where students have said, well, what about Magic? I mean, he certainly looks healthy. And do you understand why young people might be confused?
Well, we have to understand that I will always have HIV. That's never going to change. Young people should understand one thing. If they get HIV, they should understand that just because I'm doing well with the medicine I'm taking does not guarantee that they're going to do well. And every high school I go speak to, I say the same thing. So if you're out here having unprotected sex and you're doing the things that you're not supposed to be doing, you're putting your life on the line. And I make sure that I tell them that every single time.
There's often a concern about how you or your family present your health, particularly when the word cure is used. I notice you're very careful not to use that word, but at some point, your wife, Cookie, had said that the Lord has definitely helped heal Irvin. I believe she said that in an Ebony magazine article.
Yep.
And there was a concern that would leave the impression that you have indeed been cured. Do you avoid using the C word? And do you encourage others to avoid using that as well?
No, you don't have to avoid it. You just have to say what's real. And we all know that I'm not cured, so we don't have to avoid it. We just talk about what's real. My wife knows that I've been blessed by God and that he's taken care of me this long with the assistance of some great medicine. And so I don't have to be careful. I just speak straight from my heart, straight from my mind.
Now, along with your fame and your success, is there a responsibility to show not just the triumphs over HIV, but also the darker and the much more difficult side of living with and managing the virus, the never-ending battle?
Oh yeah. Well, I think that there is a never-ending battle. I mean, man, I know for me right now, I understand that I will always have to take medicine. You know, I will always have to have a fear that I don't know if I'm going to be able to walk my daughter down the aisle to give her away to somebody. And so you live with that each and every day. But does that stop me from living? No, you have to continue to live.
Irvin Magic Johnson, former Los Angeles Laker, coach, father of three, and businessman, speaking to us about his effort to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS. Thanks for being with us.
Okay.